you're on a pretty convincing victory in the end for Donegal. 8-3 up at half-time. Really, with the wind in their backs, turned on the style in the second half. The game went rather scrappy, but it's all over. Donegal 1-15 to 1-5 winners. Kevin Crawley scored a late consolation goal just a minute from time for the Monaghan, who were outplayed for most of the game. Donegal got off to that reasonably good start, clinging into that strong breeze blowing down towards the swilly end of the ground, with Joe Boyle opening the account on 11 minutes. And indeed, but for some good defending by the Monaghan and a little bit of wayward shooting and off of their passing, Donegal had to wait onto the 14th minute for the next score of point from Danny Cullen. But Monaghan, who were really, really outplayed in those opening opening quarter hour, did respond with two quick points from their full forward, Stephen Lamb. Coulter and Lamb exchanged points before Donegal reeled off 5 points without reply. Coulter, PJ McCarn off the upright as well, and Joe Boyle getting points as Donegal went in 8-3 up at half time. Fergal Rafter getting the point of the half, possibly for the Monaghan men. Rafter did strike first in the second half with a point at 3 inside 2 minutes, but the floodgates opened shortly afterwards. Ronan McDermott added two quick points before PJ McCarn got in for Donegal's only goal. A high ball into the edge of the area. McCarn won it, powered his way through, and from very close range gave Niall Slevin no chance whatsoever. 1-11 to 4. Mark Traynor did pull a point back for the Monaghan men, but the Donegal points floored, and Declan Coulter ended the game with 7 points. Quickly added two more. Danny Cullen, Jerry Gilmore, Connor Park came on as well for Sean McVay. Colin Flood for Kieran Finn, and the game finished off with that goal from Cranley and a late point from the top scorer of the day, Declan Coulter. So it's all over here at Donegal, at O'Donnell Park. Donegal a goal on 15, Monaghan 1-5.